Hello, lovely humans. I'm Wyo Lee, and you are listening to Sex Stories, a podcast where we interview awesome, sexy people like porn stars in an effort to make the world a sexier, more loving place. And our guest today is the one and only Ava Sinclair.
Hello, hello.
Welcome, Ava. I am so excited to have you here. This has been a long time in coming, a lot of edging. Will you start out by telling us, how are you making the world a sexier, more loving place? What do you do, and what's your work origin story?
Let's see. I started dancing when I was 18, on and off. Kind of took like 2 years, 3 years off. I just sat at home for a little bit. Then I went to do dancing, and when I was about 23, I started doing porn.
You just started one day?
No. I actually like sat and thought about it for a very long time, and I was like, I've always been like really passionate about porn, and like as an art, it's something very, very beautiful. And even when I retire from shooting, I want to direct because I love it as an art. And so I've always been very passionate about porn, watched a lot, appreciated a lot, if you know what I mean. And so I thought really hard about doing it. I wasn't sure. So I tried camming for like 3 days, and I was like, hell yeah, let's go.
Amazing. Okay. Where did you cam? What did you do? What do you remember about that?
Oh God, I just cammed on like StreamMate for a couple, like maybe a week, honestly.
Okay. Like, is that like a free camming, or is that like sex work pay stuff?
Paid camming, okay. Yeah.
Nice.
And it was like super nice, and I was kind of worried like when I got in, like, oh, people might be mean. People might be like weird or kind of mean, you know, mostly mean.
Yeah.
Everyone has been so fucking nice. Like, you have no idea. This guy, when I was camming, he like paid me for hours to sit and chit chat. Like,
fun.
I talked about sandwiches for like 45 minutes, and he was super into, I'm very into sandwiches. I'm from Ohio.
When I was little, I made up a song about sandwiches because I loved them so much. Do you want to hear it? It's really dumb and it's not related to sex, but also, were the sandwiches sexual?
No, not at all.
Okay, here's my song. Sandwiches are wonderful. Sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches. I eat them all the time. I eat them for my breakfast and I eat them for my lunch. I like sandwiches. Wait, what rhymes with lunch? I have another one that goes, I eat them for my snacky and I eat them for my meal. I like sandwiches. They make me want to squeal. Anyway, it's been a while since, but my friend and I made that up when we were like 10. So wait, so you talked about sandwiches.
Yeah.
And was it sexual? Was it a fetish? No, it was just regular.
I was wearing clothes. I was sitting there telling him, like, he was just wanting to listen to me talk, like, company or something, you know, like company.
I love it.
And so I was sitting there telling him all about, we talked for hours and hours, and this was like the last conversation.
You're like a true online courtesan. Like, that is companionship.
Yeah.
But did you also do sexy things with him or no?
No.
Never?
No.
Did you want to?
I was very open-minded.
Okay. Because you, at some point, the thought entered your head, maybe I will do porn. I know it's entered mine. Do you remember what that first moment was for you?
I was probably like fucking 5, and I saw a video of DVD porn. I was like, oh, fuck, this is cool.
Okay, what is that, your first sex memory?
Yeah, I was snooping around in my mom's stuff, and she had like this box, you know. This was back in like the early 2000s. It was DVDs of porn, and so I saw it, and I was like, what is this?
What was it?
Porn.
But like, do you remember what kind? Like, what has?
Just vanilla. Like, just like man, blonde girl porn.
Okay. So
me and my dad, actually, we were on the phone the other day. Me and my dad are very close, very open. And right, he was like, when they met, we were talking about something about porn. Because I got caught watching porn one time, right? It was awful.
How old were you?
12.
Okay.
Oh, would you like to hear that?
Yes. I have like, literally so many questions, and I want to hear all of your stories, and we're going to stay on target, but like, yes, I want to hear the story.
I was like 12 years old, right? And my mom was married to this guy for like 10 years. Like, he was a very nice guy. He was a great fucking dude, super cool, right? And so I got my first like school computer to do my schoolwork, you know? I ended up watching like a ton of porn, and I was like very curious. So I watched like everything, even if it wasn't stuff I was particularly into, like I would check out everything. Like I was young, I was like, what is this world of porn?
Yeah.
And so I was watching these like hardcore lesbian gangbangs, like very like aggressive, like bully mean. And my mom's husband like saw it, and he was like, I have no questions. I don't want to know anything. This is how you delete your history in the future. I don't want your mom to think I'm watching this.
Oh, how did that make you feel? Yeah, I have a lot of feelings about that.
I thought it was hilarious because he was so uncomfortable.
Okay.
But I appreciate him. He's a great guy. But he was so awkward. He was like...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very thoughtful and also, like, extremely hilarious, awkward situation. So, but do you think you were really 5 when you're like, I could do it? Or, like, what was the moment where you're like, I'm actually maybe considering this? You said you had this consideration period. What tipped you over?
Well, honestly, it's always been on the back of my mind since I was in, like, I've watched a lot of popcorn growing up. So I was always like, this is something, this is really cool. But I never wanted to do it because I was, this is the weirdest thing. This is the only thing that like stopped me from doing porn. People I went to high school with.
Yeah, I get it.
Not my family. I told all my family I did porn before I started, and they were all very, they're like, get a real job, but very supportive, and they love me. Like, I'm very close to my whole family. Mm. And so I was like, oh, other people I don't know will, like, think of me some way, you know? Got over that because I got older.
Okay.
And then I kind of, like, it was like...
Wait, you're so young, though.
I'm 25.
Okay.
I'm a grown woman.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. A very beautiful, sexy, grown woman.
And my schoolgirl.
And your schoolgirl outfit. Oh, I have so many questions. But more formative things. What else? Is there anything else to say about, like, the things that led you to porn?
I have always been a very sexual person. Like, I enjoy sex in my real life. I actually, when I joined porn, I was, like, too porny for them. And they were like, oh, you gotta turn it down a notch.
Oh, my God.
Well, in my personal life, I was very, very sexual. And I have been for as long as I can remember, I've always been very sexual. I enjoy sex. And so, well, I started porn. I remember, like, my first shoot, right? I came on my first shoot. Like, I came. I had a great time. I was like, this is so fucking
orgasm
hot.
Came.
Yes. Because, like, there's cameras on me. And I wasn't sure how I'd feel. But I was like, I came on my first day. And I was like, fuck yeah, this is great.
Yeah. Do you identify as an exhibitionist?
I don't, but I probably am.
Okay. Amazing. No, I love that because
well, that's one of the things I like, the power play with porn. Like, people have to watch and they can't touch. Like, that's like, they're not allowed at all. So it's kind
of
like
a beautiful
play.
Doll in a glass house. They can look, but they can't touch.
See? It's
oh
fun.
My gosh. Okay, so who were you too sexy for, agents?
Everyone. No.
Oh, everyone.
No, no.
Like,
not,
directors? Like,
no, not everyone. I was always great on set. People love me. I get booked all the time. My first porn that just came out, I shot it like my first week, and it just came out recently, right?
Ooh. Oh, how fun.
No, because I think
it's like
it was
a time travel.
No, I think they didn't. They were like, this is too much, and they didn't put it out. Because I show up on set, and this was like my third porno ever, my first video, and they were like, oh, get comfortable. You can do whatever you want. It's up to you. Like, anything you're comfortable with, right? Because they were thinking anything I was comfortable with would be like bare minimum, you know, because I didn't do because I was like my
people's
first
assumptions.
Week.
See, people have assumptions. This is a great example
like,
where they
I'm
don't
really
consider.
I'm really shy. I'm really quiet. I'm like 4 feet tall, and I'm like, I'm really quiet. I don't want to talk to people.
Wait, how tall are you actually?
4'11".
4'11". Yeah, you are tall. Yeah, oh my gosh.
And so I walk in there all quiet and sweet, and they're like, oh, don't worry. You can do whatever you want. We want you to be comfortable. Everyone here is really nice. Like, they ordered me pizza. It was like, they were all very nice, thinking I was like not comfortable. And right. Then I start shooting the porn, and it's fucking disgusting. Like, he spit in my mouth. Like, my face is purple by the end of the scene. And it was, like, amazing. He's, like, the sex love of my life, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, like, excellent chemistry. That's
yeah.
so hot.
Okay, so, like...
Wait, so this porno just came out? People can watch it?
I don't even know. Didn't even know. I'm like,
yeah,
just
yeah.
amazing fucking,
oh,
amazing
that.
Sex.
That
like, we actually
when the
finished
animal bodies
in the bathroom.
Are
like, our scene ended, and we were, like, done with the scene, and then we went and fucked in the bathroom. But
that's
it was like
so
it was like
good.
Super rough, lots of slapping, lots of like spitting, like really rough.
Okay.
And it came from a company that's not really their thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Can you tell our listeners where to find it? They're gonna be wondering.
Team Skeet.
Okay.
Team I believe
Skeet. I love
Team
it.
Skeet, Johnny Love. I think it was our COVID video.
Fun. Okay, so let's recap. You did some dancing, and then you were like, camming.
I actually didn't like dancing. I'm
you
really
didn't?
Shy. I'm so
really?
Shy. I like to fuck.
You're like, I need the one-on-one.
Yes,
so,
I'm great one-on-one, but like walking in through, like I don't go clubbing or to nightclubs like that.
It's overwhelming.
So like walking into that, the lights and the noise, I can't even talk to anyone.
So do you mostly do one-on-one scenes, or have you done some group stuff? Like just give us a little overview of your porno work. Cause, like,
I mean, I love group stuff, and I haven't done it a lot. But I am finally independent, so now I'm booking my own stuff, so I can book whatever I want.
Do you want group stuff, or do you prefer, like, the intimacy
the
of one-on-one?
The more the fucking merrier.
Okay.
As long
okay.
as everyone's cool.
Yeah,
I,
yeah,
I
yeah.
hate when you get on set with someone that's not into sex, and they're just there for money. That's not the vibe.
Yeah. I remember the first time that we met, like, after, I don't know, a few days of knowing each other, and you kind of... started to learn how
I'm
kinky
really shy.
I was. You said you were shy, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm shy too. But then you told me, you were like, I think you were like, I never tell people this, but I think you might like doing porn.
Like, and I really don't.
You don't?
I recommend most people not to do porn.
Yeah,
because, like,
you told me that. You were like, I tell most people no, but you maybe yes. And I think I might at some point, or at least start my own stuff.
I love porn, and it's something I see myself in for the rest of my life. Like, when I stop shooting porn because I'm old and tired and I don't want to get my hair done, I'm going to direct it. Like, I love porn. And so it can be a great place for a lot of people. Amazing. And I feel like you would be happy there. And it's not that it's a bad place for some people, but some people, you have to have strong boundaries and know what you want, know what you're comfortable with. Yes. And actually have a reason that you want to do porn other than money.
Well, my reason is
money, go to school. If you want to go make money, go to school or something.
Yes, there's so many good ways to make money. I really want to have more sex. I struggle with casual dating. It's not my thing. I struggle with regular dating. It's
I'm
not
really
my thing.
Bad at talking to people, but I can suck a dick like you have no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, and I have a really big bucket list, so I just want clarity, and I want people who want to document that with me. So I think I am starting that. I just haven't quite
honestly, if you can produce and direct it yourself, that's the best idea, because then you can own your rights instead of just getting a little paycheck.
Great, doing that. But then I also want to work with people just because...
Well, yeah, you can hire people, or you can content trade where you shoot some for them, and then you get some of your own.
I'm drafting my email templates. But let's focus on you, because I want to know, when you tell people in your life what you do, what are the reactions?
Well, I told all my family before I started, and they were kind of just like, okay. No, because I didn't even, like, tell them. I was just like, hey, I'm doing porn, so if you're scrolling on Pornhub or something, like, sorry. Don't pay attention. Ignore that.
Okay.
But my family is super, super cool, and they were all like, love, support me, you know?
Amazing. What about, like, regular people aren't not your family out in the world? Like,
God,
do you keep it secret?
No, I'm very upfront. Like, I don't tell people because I don't know, some people, like, you're in an Uber and they'll ask you, like, oh, what do you do? I'm not going to tell a random person, you know? But yeah. I definitely tell all of my friends, and I, like, if I, like, am dating or trying to talk to someone, I tell them before we even meet. Like, I'm, like, upfront, just so you know.
Once you talk to them with words, or do you have that on, like, a profile?
Both. Like, okay. If I meet someone out in public, or if I meet someone on the internet.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Fun.
But it's hard to get hold of me on the internet, because I'm rarely on there.
I totally get it. Well,
But I'm always down for a friend.
Okay, so you do porn. What is your schedule like? Like, what's the nitty gritty, and, like, what do you love the most about it? What are the sexiest parts?
I used to shoot a ton of porn, and now I'm scaling back on how much I shoot, so I can shoot higher quality, you know?
Yeah.
So I can, like, instead of, like, shooting 5 times a week, I'm shooting, like, less, but then I'm putting, like, hours and hours into work for my outfits, my wardrobe, my scene, my, like, other stuff, you know?
Amazing.
So I like it a lot better.
What a great creative outlet.
Yeah. I made this skirt the other day, and it's, like, this fairy tutu skirt with like layers and ivies in it, and it's like beautiful, like
amazing.
And it's very fun. I get to do arts and crafts, but it's like work.
Yeah What would you say, like, yeah, the sexiest part? Like, do you get turned on while you're working on that stuff, or what's your arousal levels like when you're like as related to work?
I mean, 24/7, I am a very sexual person. Like, I can go to set, have sex. I'll come, like, a lot on set. Very good. Yeah, like,
fun.
I don't fake it. I'm always, like, for
real. Is it too personal if I ask, like, how you come?
It depends. Okay, so if it's, I can squirt, but if there's, like, a dick in me, I can't squirt.
Do you come from squirting?
Yes. But I also,
does it always come with an orgasm for you? Oh, okay.
No, because there's, like, clitoral stimulation, but then there's, like, G-spot inside.
Yeah. Okay, so you can come both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, fun.
You know what? I one day found out that, like, there's some women that die and never come.
Yes, I've read about this.
That's fucking wild.
I mean, that's why I want us to talk about sex as much as possible. And that's why I think the work that you're doing is incredible. Will you tell us some of your, like, favorite parts of, you know, just as you reflect on the work that you've done? What do you love doing the most? What are you doing right now that you love the most?
Oh, God, honestly, like, I love everything about shooting porn. I like having the schedule, waking up early in the morning, taking a shower, you go to shoot, you're on set with all these very cool people, and then you make some beautiful fucking art. You get to fuck some hot people, but you don't have the, like, complications of, oh, tell me about your family.
Yeah.
Which, everyone in porn is actually super, super fucking nice. It's more of, like, a welcoming family than anything. Like, you have your rotten apples, but 99% of the people are, like, really nice and really friendly, because, like, everyone's just there to make money. Like, a lot of people didn't have a lot of family, you know?
Yeah.
And so it is a very supportive group of people.
That's amazing. Yeah, I went to the XBiz Awards this year, and I got to just, like, meet a bunch of people, and everyone was super nice. And I felt so weird. I was like, I don't want to be a podcaster. I felt so nerdy.
Yeah,
and then I was
no.
like, what am I doing? And then I was like, but maybe I will.
In porn, you will meet the hottest person ever you're scared to talk to, and they will be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I get nervous sometimes. Like, I'll talk to, like, a fucking high, like, number one porn star, and I'm like, ooh, you're so beautiful. And I'll be nervous, and they're most down-to-earth people ever.
I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. I have been like on some red carpets as a photographer, and like been very close to big people, and they're just chill as fuck. They're
yes.
just nice. They're just
yeah.
nicies.
Yeah.
We're all people. So here's what I'd like to know. Have you ever like met someone and they've been like, I love your work, and you've ended up fucking in your personal life?
Yeah,
or,
of course. Yeah, I've met people in like regular life, and they're like, who are you? I know who you are.
They do? You've been recognized?
Yeah.
How is that for you?
Embarrassing. I don't okay. tell. I don't, like.
But wait, has that led to loverships? Or, like, would you feel comfortable
yeah.
fucking someone? It has? Okay.
Yeah. As long as I understand, like, it is an art, and you're not going to get that.
Yeah. Yeah. So how often have you been, like, recognized out in life? Like, how many is it?
Not too many, because okay. honestly, I don't go anywhere.
Okay.
I hike, I go to the beach, and, like, I don't go out anywhere. I honestly, like, I get my groceries delivered. So, yeah, I meet a lot of people online on my social medias and stuff, but I also meet a lot of fans in real life at Sherry's Ranch. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. So Sherry's Ranch is a legal Nevada brothel.
Yeah, it's a legal brothel in Nevada. Ooh. Everyone is tested, safe, background checked.
So you're a courtesan as
yes.
well.
Yes. I love meeting people in real life, but it's kind of like scary, like, who are you? Where are we going? You know? So at the
yeah.
brothel, it's very safe, very clean, comfortable, and I love it.
Amazing. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, God. I kind of like it more than porn, just a tiny bit. I love porn, but, like,
amazing. Okay, tell us what you like about it. And, like,
the brothel yeah. is less traveling.
Okay.
I still get to meet people, and I get more one-on-one experiences.
Yeah.
And I'm a very good, like, conversationalist. I'm really good at, like, hanging out, talking to people, getting to know people.
I love that. How long do you get to, like, spend with? Is there an average, or is it, like, all sizes? Like, what do you, how long do you usually like to spend with someone?
I feel like most people, like, an hour is kind of a minimum. I've had people book me for a very long time, like, days, hours, years.
Okay.
Not years.
That'd be cool. Wait, would you do wife for a year? I've heard people do wife for a week.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
That would be so fun. Oh, my gosh. So you'd have to live at the brothel for a year, though, but that would be very interesting. You could take over one of the VIP rooms.
Oh, I'm sure it would work.
Okay. So tell us where you hope your career goes. You said you want to make porn until you're too old to do that or get tired of it. And
no,
then
I honestly feel like I'm going to do porn for till I retire.
Yeah.
Like in one aspect or another. Like right now, I like being in front of the camera. It's very fun creating, shooting. Maybe, you know, I think it's for everyone if they want to do it. But some people get tired. You know, if you're in there for 50 years, you might be like, this ain't my thing anymore. And then I want to produce and direct. And I
yeah.
love shooting. And I love making like scripts. And I love giving ideas. And it's porn is just like starting out. It's not even legal everywhere. You know, like it's such a baby idea. Like one day it's going to be used and seen as an art form. Like it's amazing.
It's erotic art. So, do you have any specific?
I actually have shot softcore porn. So, like, we shoot hardcore porn in America, which is where you can see the dick, you can see the vagina. But I've shot for, like, the Middle Eastern countries, like, where it's very, like, conservative, you know? Like, very religious
so
countries.
So, what is that? What can they show? What is that
nipple.
Like?
Nipple. So, you, like.
They can see nipple.
So, you'll have sex, but some people don't. But if you don't have sex during softcore, like, that's fucking weird. Not weird. It's just not my vibe.
Got it. I too would rather have the sex whether or not they show it.
No, softcore just means softcore means there's no insertion. So like you can you can make the positions,
it's
you
all
make
hot.
The sounds.
It's all
you,
hot.
Yeah, they enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
But I definitely fuck during my softcore
cuz yeah.
some people will like just like not fuck and they'll just like pretend cuz you don't have to see anything and I'm like
I don't like pretending, but I would like being teased and not actually fucked for an entire shoot. Especially if I could then fuck the person afterward. We got some of your favorites. Are there any very funny shame-related experiences you have encountered because of your work?
let's see.
Like, I know you're pretty low, Shane.
Yeah,
Ava joined us for a deep dive live for anyone who is a patron. We talked about shame a lot, so I have a little foreknowledge. Ava does not have a lot of shame.
Not a lot. Have a great time. Happy to be me.
I think that's awesome. Happy to be me. Fuck yes. But other people's shame. Like, have you encountered any funny situations, either because you didn't understand their shame or you were like, oh, shit, there's, like, is there funny shame?
My first experience with shame, I think I might have mentioned this. I was too young to honestly be doing what I was doing, but he didn't know that, right? And so he picked me up, and we like went to the mall, and we got
the date, kind of. Okay,
you call it that.
Got it.
He paid me. We went to the mall. We bought some clothes. We bought like matching little dresses and stuff. He bought me a ton of shit, right?
A sugar daddy.
Yes.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we go to the park, and he just wants to be like humiliate him and try to like in a sexual way. I'm like, oh, you dirty little boy, you feel like a girl, don't you?
Oh,
and he loved it.
He did. Wow.
Oh, that was just, yeah, that's what he wanted.
How did you know how to say or do that?
It's honestly fun. People are always surprised that don't know me because I'm very shy when you meet me, and people are like, I'm very quiet, and so they think I'm obviously submissive.
You're also extremely adorable, so many times
people
are like,
and I'm like, oh, you look like a submissive little princess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I am very submissive, but I also am a switch. So I do love being a dom, and so when I do dom, it's more of like I do it as authentic as myself, so I'm like more giggly, like So it was very fun. Like, I said stuff I would never say to like a person in real life, you know. I'd never be mean, but just like imagine funny stuff to make fun of someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of be like I would chuckle at myself, like, oh, that's funny.
Amazing. Have you ever said something that was too mean? Because that's my biggest fear of
that
being
is
dominant.
My biggest fear, and that's why I won't dom a lot.
Okay.
I'm very specific with people I don't, because I am too nice to cross the boundary. Like, I will do some fucked up stuff to you as long as you want to. You know what I'm saying? I will never do anything anyone is uncomfortable with. So I always try to, like, ask a lot of questions before. And I'm, like, very specific because I get really nasty. So I'm like, how would you feel if your dad was here right now? Can I say that?
Yeah. Okay, that's a good way to check in, though. I mean,
I do all before we start.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good.
So I do a whole like interview process.
Beautiful. So it's kind of formal.
People don't know what they're comfortable with all the time.
Yes.
Because they've never done it. So you kind of have to take a feeler what they kind of like are hesitant about. You kind of have to interpret what they're doing.
And then check in. But it sounds like you're checking in a lot.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm very experienced in kinky stuff. So.
Amazing. Okay. Do you find that you are like more submissive in either your personal or professional life? Or is it all a mixture?
I mean, I love being submissive. It's like a 70-30 mix. So I like, I'm very into doming when I'm doming, but like honestly, submissive is kind of my favorite. Like I like to be the little princess, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be a little fuck toy.
Have you ever had anyone like dress you up like a princess?
Yeah.
You have?
I've had multiple, like they've made me boxes on shoots. So I show up and I'm like the princess in the box, like the little Barbie in the box.
Oh my God, I need to go. Is it creepy if I go watch all your stuff? No.
No, enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm scared of watching my friends' porn. Like, if I see them pop up, because I'm like, I don't know.
Well, that's why I just check in with people, because I'm like, is it weird?
No, I don't care. I think it's super cool, because I've had friends, like, people when I meet them, like porn stars, and they're like, oh, I've watched your stuff. I'm so glad to get to meet.
I love that. Okay.
I'm like flattered.
I love hearing that. That's also a good like model for human behavior. Our friend Jupiter Jetson also is like, yeah, watch it.
I love her. She's so sweet.
Yes. Okay. So tell us, what do the boundaries between your personal and professional life look like? Like, how do you understand them? Are there lines?
Don't spit on my pussy.
Beautiful.
I have a sensitive like pH level. Like, don't spit on it. Other than that, I'm like, I am very, very open-minded, like, very.
So even with your private personal partners, do you still have that rule?
No, I feel like people that I am more personal to, it's harder to get them to be more of an aggressive dom because they're like me as a person and want to take care of me, protect me. So it's harder to be like rough in my personal life, but like.
Really?
Yes. But you have no clue how many people I've like punched me in the face and they're like, I can't, I don't, are you, no, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely have encountered situations where
and I'm like, no,
as we became emotionally close. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm like, please, wait, no, this is the foundation. Where'd it go? Okay, interesting. So it sounds like you personally enjoy your work. Like, it sounds like there's a lot of.
I was porny before I got on set. I watched porn my whole life. I used to watch like dungeon videos, and I'm like, oh my God. I hope one day this happened to me.
Okay. Is there anything specific that you're like learning or working on or calling in for a next step?
I want to shoot more kinky content. Yes. I was with an agency for a while, like a booking agency, modeling agency, and they booked me and it was amazing. They were super great, but I just kept getting booked for like very girl next door. Like I was always a step, which you can understand. I was always a stepsister.
Yeah.
Or I was... Actually, I've done a lot of Christian porn. So also, yeah, like I've been a missionary. I've done Bible studies.
Have you been a Mary? I could see you as a Mary with little baby Jesus. Put him in a manger and you and Joseph fuck.
Don't speak into existence because Team Skeet always books me for religious stuff.
Ooh, I mean, do you like it or not so much?
I love it because I am actually a Christian and I think Jesus is like really cool. I think
Jesus sounds like his best Jesus friend was down.
Yeah, yes. He made water into wine. Yeah. You tell him no. Yeah. This man was chilling. Christian porn, I think he would like it because it's kind of funny.
Okay, yeah, I think so too. So has your professional sex life, I assume it's influenced your personal sex life.
No, I think it's the other way around. How? My personal sex life influences my porn life.
How?
Because I get to do stuff that I want to do in porn that's a little bit like hard to get the people that I like to consent to. Well, not that it's hard.
I get it. Well, I don't want to have to try too hard. I want to kind of just like talk about it once and then.
Obviously, I can't stand when people aren't enjoying themselves. It's like the vibe's done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's hard to find people who are like, oh, you're my friend. But also, I would love to piss in your face.
Well, okay. So, on that note, what is the communication like? Like, how do those conversations become initiated? How do you like to, like, what sort of invitations do you enjoy receiving?
I am the most sexually calm, comfortable person. Like, I love sex bear. It's like a normal thing to me, you know? So I'm very easy talking to people and I'll be like, oh, so tell me, what are your boundaries? What do you like? What do you not like? What are you comfortable with? What are you not comfortable with?
So doing independent stuff, are you reaching out to other people and or are they reaching out to you? Like, what is that conversation like?
I honestly usually work with people I've worked with before. I like to be friends. Okay. Just because I'm really nasty, and if you're like, if you're shooting vanilla content, you can be my friend, but that's, I don't want to shoot that. That's, you know?
Yeah.
So I like to meet them, get to know them, like see our comfort levels, see what we have in common, and then I like to shoot with them.
Okay, cool. So you find that overlap, and then you're, if it's there. And
yes.
Then you're like, okay.
Well, because I realized, like, I joined porn to, like, be fucking disgusting. Like, I wanted to do some, like, awful things that I can't, like, you can't do this in normal people. They'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so I joined porn for that. Like, I love horror porn. I love, like, clowns are my thing. I fucking love clowns. Like, scarier the better. Like, I want to be in a princess outfit and fucked by a clown. It hasn't happened yet.
Well.
One day.
It definitely could be in your future.
Speaking it into existence.
I love that. Okay, so through the course of your work, it sounds like you have a sense that you are comparatively nastier, with air quotes for lack of a better way to say it, than other people. Are there other social like norms that you have noticed just from doing this work? Like, what have you discovered about the world and sex through your work?
Let's see. A lot more men are end up having their buttholes played with. A lot more than they would
like
have
the
been.
Social
no,
narrative.
Yeah, like no, they all pretend like, oh, that's gay. I'd
I
never
hear
do
that.
They all, they all,
and they love assholes, and they love my asshole, and they love to celebrate my asshole with me too. And I'm like, oh, yes, thank you. Okay, so how did you discover this?
I swear
this?
To God, the most like frat boy at the club, like at the bar, right? Yeah. Like, oh, it's awful, gay, it's so gross.
They love it.
They love getting their ass ate.
Oh,
love it. I was with this one, like, he wasn't, like, homophobic, obviously.
Yeah.
But he was, like, a frat boy, right? And he, like, apps, like, I'd finger his asshole. And I'd, like, lick it for, like, more than sucking dick. And he, like, loved it. And I loved it, too.
Amazing. I love dirty partners. What's the dirtiest thing you've done, like, by your own standards for work on camera?
Oh.
Or work at all, even if it's with a private client.
Okay, one time this was someone I did shoot with, but then in our... After shooting, you know, we had the vibe. The vibe was connecting, you know, we were vibing.
That's awesome.
And so this was my first time and I drank his like pee and I was like, very fun.
Ooh,
I'd never like never really done it. And it was like, I had just started with trying some in my butt.
Yeah.
Because I was actually on Set for Evil. That.
I've also, I have drank it, but I haven't done the butt thing.
So I wasn't, like, it was kind of like the same way I thought of, like, before I started porn, where it was, like, taboo. It wasn't, mm-hmm. like, something yet, it's like a yeah. sexual, it's something yeah. you don't really think about, you know?
Yeah, it's
and
a different
so
kind of
word for me. I do a lot more sex, I do a lot more things. I'm like, you know what? This might be fun, actually. I might be into this. I mean, I've drank a lot of squirt in my life.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's the same difference. It really is. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. What was it in your butt like? What was pee in your butt like?
Amazing. It was like a warm enema. Like, imagine like mm-hmm. a warm, you're on a beach, but hot.
That's exactly
beach,
what I imagine.
Warm filling.
Wow. Ooh, I would
and
love
once
that.
Again, they didn't put that out. They didn't. It wasn't in the edit. It wasn't in the finished thing.
Really? Do you need to have a certain type of connection with a partnership for that to be enjoyable? Or is it sort of like as long as they're willing and kind? Or
if
what
you
needs?
Want to, if you want to, and this is what you want, I like it because you're having a good time. Like yeah. I'm a giver. I really yeah. like that. That turns me on.
I have responsive
if you,
desire.
If you don't want to do it, I'm not. I can't.
Totally.
Like, no.
Yeah, I really
understand
Because
like some
that.
People like just do porn for money and then they'll show up on set and they're like, and they like just are there for a reason. And I'm like, I don't want to do you.
Yeah. That's exactly my main fear is that people are just doing it for, I'm like, but no, but it is my art.
And even if you're not like,
and my love,
it can be a fun experience. And then you go home.
Yeah. We're here to play. We're not falling in love. Like, but like, let's have a good time and let's co-create something. Like, let's have a really good time co-creating.
Yeah.
Oof. I love it. Okay. So are there any sex-related norms in the world that you would like to just see shifted?
All of them.
Yeah. Tell us.
I think crime is caused by, like, a lot of sexual repression. A lot of people are very angry. A lot of people are very – they're told that masturbating is wrong.
Yeah, they're bad and wrong.
Like, having these thoughts is wrong. So they have all this repressed feelings, these repressed anger and rage. And I honestly believe that causes a lot of public shootings and a lot of the anger and a lot of, like, the rapists because they're told this is wrong yeah. instead of, like, going and paying for sex.
Yeah.
They feel like they can't get it. They have to take it.
How do you like working at a brothel?
I absolutely love it.
Yeah. What do you love the most?
I feel like I get to perform in my very best version of myself because I get to wake up, I'm already there, I eat breakfast, and I'm already relaxed, I'm in my own space, I designed my room, so it's a very comfortable space for me. And then so after I leave, I can go drink my water and relax in my space, so it's a very calming environment versus like flying somewhere,
yeah.
shooting and then flying back.
Yeah. But also I bet you get to shoot in some really pretty places.
I have, yeah. I shot this one place in Arizona, right? They had a waterfall, a water slide, and they had a lazy river and a golf course.
Did you get to fuck in a waterfall?
No.
No, I want to do that. Did you get to fuck on the water slide?
I don't think. No, we didn't shoot porn. It was a photo shoot.
Oh, a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it was like beautiful, amazing. And then at the end of the night, right, I'm like, that was a really nice house. And the photographer looks at me and she's like, this isn't the house. This is the guest house. That's the house. On the other side of the golf course.
Oh, whoa. Did you get to go to the big house?
I didn't even know it was a thing till we were leaving.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was the big
Damn.
House.
Let's go back there. Do you know those people?
No. It was her friend. It was her friends.
Wow. Okay, just going to throw this out there. Anyone with a super nice house, I will film Ava.
I will get naked
if
there.
You invite us.
I will get naked.
Yeah, and I'll make beautiful photos. Okay, so tell us now. Since you began this line of work, adult industry, everything, have you noticed any, like, broader shifts over the course of the years that you've been a professional? Like, in the sex culture, in your work culture, in, like, just what have you noticed?
Everything is what you curate. You allow what you're comfortable with. You make your boundaries. You accept who you accept. There is always going to be good people. There's always going to be bad people. So it's always going to be up to you if you're comfortable saying no.
Yeah.
So it's always going to – I've always had a great experience. I've always been comfortable. I've always loved what I do because I know when to say no. I hear a lot of bad experiences and people are like, oh, yeah, they asked me to do this and I did it and I didn't. You need to – and it's not their fault, but people need to know when to say no.
Not victim blaming, but really empowering people to say, these are my boundaries. Let's normalize boundaries.
That's why I tell people not to join porn when they first start having sex. Because you need to have sex in person to know what you're comfortable with and what
you
are.
So you met me and you were like, that girl's got boundaries.
Just a little bit more.
Yes. No, yes, I am.
Well, I do. I feel like you're a confident person. You know when to say no. Because I feel like that's all the porn horror stories I've heard is someone that didn't know that did, even if they did know, they didn't feel comfortable to say no.
Yes. It took me a long time to figure out that the reason people have randomly gotten mad at me my whole life is because oftentimes I'll be like, excuse me, no, no, no. What are you doing here?
And that's good and that's healthy. And then they're
like, ah! Yeah. And so it's like, that is now
people
my power.
People will do whatever, like you can, people push your boundaries if you don't have boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm learning how to just have a higher opinion of myself in value, which it sounds like you have had a really solid sense of like, here's what I bring to the table.
No, I'm very close to my dad. And so I feel like I had that good relationship growing up where not it's just my dad, my mom too. And so like, I don't think I'm perfect, but I do have that like self-esteem where I'm like, you will not do this. You will, because I don't do anything to other people. I always treat people with respect. Honestly, if I meet someone out and they're having a bad day and kind of rude to me, I'm extra nice. So I hope they have a better day.
Beautiful.
And so I'm a very sweet person, so I received that back.
You're just a lover. You're a lover. I love that. Okay, so tell us now, what would you like to celebrate most about your work? Like, what are you just like, fuck yeah, go me?
Honestly, I want to start producing more and shooting more on my own. Really love what I do.
Right.
When you shoot with studios, you have a like compliancy ratio. Yeah. Like, oh, don't do this, don't do that.
What kind of princess do you want to be first, the first time you get fucked by a clown? It's princess, right?
Any kind of victim, no.
Any kind of victim.
like maybe a struggle, kidnap, cheer. Like, I am into, like, hardcore porn. Like, this is my dream since I was, like, growing. Yeah. Okay, actually, would you like to hear the start of it?
Yes, please.
So, when I was about 4 or 3 years old, it goes way back. My grandma, she worked, like, 20-hour shifts. She was a nurse. She would work double shifts, right? So she came home at the middle of the night. I'm sitting there in my, like, little crib kind of thing, right? And she turns on the TV and she goes to bed. I'm in the dark watching it. And so most people are like, this is traumatizing. I'm so scared. In my mind, I'm like, I want to fuck him.
Wow.
So, like, have you ever seen House of 1000 Corpses?
No.
Oh,
gotta watch it.
Oh, sure. It's Rob, directed by Rob Zombie. It's super weird. It's favorite.
Okay, I'll put it on my list.
And so I've always really been in. I was one time booked for his fucking clown shoot, right?
Uh-huh.
The man showed up on set and he was like, I'm allergic to latex. I can't wear the mask.
Bummer.
No offense,
so
but
close.
I was like, how
so
could you do
okay,
this
so
to
you've
me?
Been getting edged by clown stuff, but it's in your near future.
There's a clown, like a horror clown motel I really want to go to, like 100 miles outside of Vegas.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I would like to know when you do.
I'd be down to go if you're on a road trip.
I was going to say, I might overcome my clown fear. I watched Brave Little Toaster a lot when I was a kid. Did you ever watch that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this, like, bad dream, and there's, like, fire and clowns. And so ever since I was little, I was, like, scared of fire and clowns.
The creepier the clown, the better.
What's your ideal dream? What's your dream clown?
I have watched some porno, like, gorier. I want it to be, like, freaking killer clown.
Okay. Like a clown zombie?
No.
Would you do a clown zombie gangbang?
I would.
Have you done a gangbang?
I have the hardest life, and thank you for bringing that up. No. I haven't got to do a gangbang, and I've been bitching. If you've ever like listened to me talk in interviews, you know I fucking want a gangbang.
We
never
need to
happened.
Get Ava a gangbang. Okay, maybe so.
I just got ungangable face. Ungangbangable.
No way. No, it's just divine timing. It's happening. What else besides gangbangs and clown
fantasies?
It's
probably because I can't like fit two in my pussy yet, but we're going to get there.
Yet. Divine timing is happening. Also, that's very exciting to turn into a journey. Like, we could now go along the journey of, like, let's make Ava's pussy ready for two cocks. Like, that's hot.
I
would watch that.
Okay, so I've told a lot of people this before I started porn. I was, like, very, like, ooh, I'm a cool girl because, like, my pussy was so tight, right? Like, oh, it was so tight. And then I joined porn and I'm like, damn, I want to get more things in here.
I have so many insertion fantasies.
All I want is to be fisted. I have tried so hard.
Okay.
Me and this one MILF, we were sitting there, and she's like a little girl too, so she has like small hands, and we're sitting there and like trying to do
That's
it.
That's why I want
to
date
like,
more
please
women.
Do it. And she like, it didn't fit, and I'm like, fucking hell.
Okay.
But it will happen.
It will. What else? Anything else notable on your horizon, like any other must-haves in the near future?
I want to shoot a ton of everything. I want to do like gangbangs. I'm gonna do a lot more horror porn. I really want to like produce, direct it. I love like creepy, like imagine like have you seen that one company? God, they shoot like Eastern European like horror porn.
No. Well, so no, I'm now researching porn, but I'm like so systematic because I can't just like start with one thing. I'm like, let me make a giant library and then work my way through. So I will add that to my list.
Honestly, you should watch it because okay. It's cinematic. It's beautiful. It's got, there's like an incest family, but they're like redneck in the middle of nowhere. And yeah. They're in a horror house. There's no like lights and windows. It's very fucking awesome.
Amazing. Okay. I can't wait. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, tell us. If you could wave a magic wand and teach everyone in the world something about sex, what would it be?
The more you give, the more you get. I have a lot of people that ask me about like sex advice and how they can please their partner and how they can do more. And I always tell them, like, if they are happy, you will be happier.
Okay. Lastly, I have a fantasy question for you.
Okay.
Imagine that there is a creative space. It's part sex ed museum. It's part erotic art gallery. It also has a secret members only dungeon, which is also a co-working space. A dungeon, but also in the like weekdays, it's like a co-working space for sluts and sex workers. So we can make content.
I went to my first sex dungeon when I was like 14. No, I was 18. I was 18.
I was going to say, what?
So I was like 18.
Where was it?
Okay, so I was in Daytona Beach, right? Mm-hmm. And I knew this chef and he was like, hey, I am catering for this sex party. Would you like to go? And I'm like, fuck yes, of course. I was like 18, right? And so I go to the sex party. I didn't do anything because I was like, it was in Florida. So this is like a senior citizen home, you know what I'm saying? And this is like this old married couple. They had their like extra house that they made into a like swinger house.
Cool.
Yeah, they had a
wet. I want to be that person. I do.
They have a wet room. They have a privacy fenced in smoke area so you could go in the yard and smoke with no one seeing your nakedness.
I drove past a place today on the way here.
They were like fucking 65, 70, and they were like living the best life ever.
I want to be like them. I drove past a place on the way here, and it was a giant compound that looked like it had several houses. I was like, this is going to be a swingers house. And it had a for sale sign. I was like, let's go look at it.
They were so sweet. Like grandparents, like they were like, hey, would you like anything to eat? We got food. Feel free to put on a movie.
Amazing. I love that. That's
I do.
Hashtag life goals. Okay, so imagine you're in this big space. My version is also part museum because I'm an educational
nerd. I do
love
museums.
And then, so there's like a whole dungeon zone on the bottom. Amazing play parties on the weekends that happen in the afternoon so that I'm not sleepy.
Maybe mid-afternoon.
No, noon-ish. Like starting at like 3 o'clock. I feel like afternoon delight into early evening. Do you know what I mean? Because even people who stay up late. You what?
I am a morning fucker.
Yes, I need daytime energy. Like I went to a sex party last week and, you know, stuff starts to get started around like 11 midnight and that's when I expire. So that's so okay. So this museum, we're daytime, whatever. Other people can fuck later.
We close it for like the normal museum. Yeah.
Okay. So in this place, in our future, if there's an Ava Sinclair room and you're tasked with designing it, somebody else will actualize your dreams. You have an unlimited budget, reflects your values, reflects your desires, reflects whatever you want. What would it be like?
If I am an artist and I'm creating it for someone else, I would make it so they can all have an individual experience. Like they would all have an individual room and they would have something that like the first coming in would make you comfortable. Like there'd be like clouds and pretty and like soft and comfortable. So you come at ease and then you get in there and then you can build up whatever kind of vibe you are into as much as you can.
I fucking love that.
I feel like more people would love sex if they were comfortable beforehand.
How do you think we can get people comfortable? This is kind of like my life problem that's everyone's different, so it's technically unanswered, or there's like infinity answers.
It's the same to what I went back to about like we live in a very religious society. A lot of people think like America is a complete unreligious society. We came from Puritans and they didn't want religious freedom. Like they honestly wanted everyone else to listen to their religious rules. Mm. And so because all of the United Kingdom wouldn't listen to their rules, they came to America. So those were kind of like the pilgrims and stuff, you know? And so they like wanted to practice their religious freedom, but their religious freedom was making everyone listen to them.
Man, humans are so kinky. They're so unconsciously kinky.
And they, and see, I feel like a lot of people have that if you like something, it's bad. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, oh, this is a sin. And they're taught like you shouldn't be comfortable with this. This isn't okay. This is an evil feeling you're feeling.
Yeah.
And if they were comfortable with that, you could get to know people before you do stuff. Because if you're not comfortable, you shouldn't do it because it's not going to feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. So would your Ava room have like also like sexy Bible lessons that help people let go of their repression? I think I want that to be an aspect of it.
I okay, so I don't a lot of people like bring up like Christian religion stuff. I don't read like New Testament. Why would a fucking British man need to edit the Bible if it was written by God? You see what I'm saying? Like, why would a fucking British prince, they'd be like, oh yeah, if only fucking King James could edit this, it'd be great, you know? And so I don't read that. I like to read Old Testament, and a lot of the stuff is like absolutely cuckoo, and that's why I think God is kind of my favorite person. One time, I forgot his name, but he told this guy, he's like, if you love me, you will come and you will martyr your son for me on this hill.
Yes, yes. Dude.
And then he did. And he brought his son up there. And then God was like, oh no, dude, I'm fucking with you. What the fuck's wrong with you? And I'm like, God is my dog.
I want you to tell Bible stories on the internet. That's what you should do.
That's what happened in my interpretation.
I mean, yeah. I read the book God and Sex by, I think his name is Michael Coogan. And it's a scholar. He's a biblical scholar. And he, like, breaks down a bunch of the words in the translations and, like, how common prostitution is. Yes. And how it's, like,
God's best friends were sex workers. Yeah. God was turning water into wine. God was a lot cooler of a person. All he's preached about, like, taking care of your neighbor, loving everyone else. Like, the religion we have nowadays has been pushed by people to, I think it's a money propaganda. Like, it's making money, like the Christian church. My favorite thing about the Christian church, you know what a tithe is?
No.
Okay, so if you're part of the Christian church, 10%. 10% or 15, I don't recall exactly.
Oh, I'm from the West Coast. We say tithe. Yes.
Oh. And I'm like, why would Jesus?
I just learned about this.
Why would Jesus want my human dollars? Like, what are you? Like, why would Jesus want these?
I think, yeah, no. That's, yeah, control, dude. People who think that they're not kinky.
I think a lot of people have, a lot of people have, like, dirtied up what you would think is right, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so if you could shoot a porno with Jesus.
Oh my God. That'd be great. I think he would be down.
Would you make him into a clown?
No. No. He's already Jesus.
He's already Jesus.
Like, we have other clowns.
That's true. Oh my God.
But then I would have to make like someone else into Jesus when I already have Jesus, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What would you want to do with Jesus?
I respect his boundaries, but as much as he wants.
That's a beautiful answer. Ava Sinclair, where can people find you on the internet?
Gosh, you can find me on every single social media. I have a link tree, which includes all of my social medias. I'm on Twitter as Ava_tweeting. I'm on Instagram as AvaSinclairXX. I'm on TikTok as something. I am on Pornhub. I am on OnlyFans as Sinclair Ava.
Amazing.
I think that's it now.
We'll include some links and do your Google skills. Thank you so much for being a guest on Sex Stories.
Thank you. I had so much fun.